2NURFM on air, online and on your smartphone. Amanda McCreed pushing you through a Monday morning. And right now we're looking ahead to Sunday when Sounds of Sustainability Festival hits Valentine. And on the line to tell us all about it is event organiser Gail Russell. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
What kinds of things can we expect to see and do at the Sounds of Sustainability Festival?
Well, what we aim to do is have stalls promoting sustainability, you know, and we've also got, you know, like a whole range of stalls so people can get an idea and understanding of some of the things they can do that can make a difference, because we really all need to make a difference in terms of emissions reduction. So this is one way of having that kind of dialogue. And on top of that, the aim is they've also got some musical performer and a choir, a drumming circle, some workshops for kids as well, showing kids how they can make insect hotels, you know, because we've actually had big issues in relation to insect populations on the planet. So the aim is to, you know, do something locally and try and make it happen. The weather's been against us a couple of times, so we're hoping it'll be okay for Sunday.
Fingers crossed. Can you tell us about the community groups included in the festival and what they'll be doing?
I've got a couple of community groups. I've got the Valentine Lions Club. It's a very big organisation here. And their aim is that the plan there with them that day is to actually have a sausage sizzle. And I've also asked them to do a vegetarian option once again, more sustainable kind of, you know, plant-based food as well. Mm-hmm. So they'll do that. I also have some land care plants. So there's a bit of land care as well. And also I've been working with the Valentine Primary School, and there'll be a group of people there who will stand in place of the Valentine Primary School and some projects they're working on where they're protecting seahorses, you know, sort of...
the seahorse hotels, is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't know if it's a hotel, but it's some kind of seahorse project. I'm yet to find out more about that, you know, but Valentine Primary School have been working in that area. So this Ben Dury will be there to present that, plus a number of other things about animal species, you know, because this is, so it's like building. The aim, Amanda, is to have dialogues around things, build awareness, look at what we can do, what we can do differently, you know, to improve what we're dealing with.
Well, you'll be talking about single-use plastic bags.
Yeah, my aim is I feel very passionate about plastic and, you know, that single-use plastic particularly. You know, and when you look at information on plastic, you actually find that all of us, they say, have actually got microplastics in our bloodstream. And that is quite really scary to think about that. So it's just where you can, you know, when I grew up, plastic was more, you know, a resource not used very much. But nowadays we've got so much plastic around. And one of the things that I want to focus on is just even getting people aware of, you know, when you go to the supermarket, you know, just many of the supermarkets actually have little bags. You can buy net bags. You can just, you know, that made from a fabric. You can reuse them. You can carry that and you can avoid plastic, you know. And so that's what I aim to really promote. I'll have them on a clothesline just to showcase, because people don't realise these are some things you can do. So when you go in and get, you know, a few bananas or a few oranges or whatever, or carrots, you could look at these options rather than yet more plastic, you know, because plastic is non-biodegradable. So what can we do differently, and how can we encourage other people to take these steps too? That's my aim.
You've also got some cleaners and something to do with cycling.
The cleaners, it's not to do with cleaning. cleaners, it's probably really about clean energy. And the cleaners display will involve a push bike. And people, adults or children, can cycle on the push bike. And what it does is it actually turns on a series of lights. So you've actually got an ordinary, you know, the old-fashioned incandescent, to the halogen, to the LED. But LED comes on first because it uses far less power. What the aim is for people to have an idea of when you turn things on, how much electricity does it take to turn it on, that kind of thing. And what Alec Roberts, who runs this store, what he then does is he brings out a sheet and then tells you how many times you need to cycle when you want to use a vacuum cleaner or hairdryer or whatever you may. So because people are often not aware, they just switch things on. So it gives an insight and understanding about how much power is being used by various things. So it gets us thinking about, do I need to do this right now? You know, that kind of thing. We'll also have a solar display, information on batteries, as well. So, you know, like, help, you know, being able to inform people about some of the steps that can be taken. And because they've had to relocate the event, because the original place didn't have bollards, this all happened a few couple of weeks ago, I've now had to actually get some electric cars in to give me some power. So we'll also have some electric cars there that people can actually get an idea about how electric cars can work. But also the fact is sometimes you can actually use them to run sewing machines, because their repair cafe will be there with sewing machines. And I've also got some with an art installation to show about breath and how breath moves, you know, and, you know, to do with us and the planet, kind of thing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a good day. Now, you've written a song called The Change Is You and Me with Shay Perry from the Drumming Circle, and it'll be played on the day. Some of the lyrics include, "The debris from you and from me sits beneath us as we close our eyes and pretend that it is fine.
It's
and
fine.
What if we heal the seas with our love, give back to the earth what it lost?" What's the main message behind the song and the sounds of the Sustainability Festival itself?
Well, it's to get people to think about, you know, like, and I like the fact the change is you and me. We can make a difference, you know, and what Shay picked up in this was, you know, like, just some of the issues that are happening on our planet, and that these events that we're seeing, the climate events we're now seeing, more frequent, more intense, all these kind of things. So to not feel that we just sit here mute, that we can do things, you know, because one of the things I see is I could see a lot of people changing many behaviours, just if I can give you a little example of what this really relates to, because I think we get stuck in our behaviours, you know, people going out, they see a weed in the grass and they go and just spray it with Roundup, you know, or leaving a car running for 5 minutes while they're sitting up, or 10 minutes sitting waiting for a child from the school. Like, the change is you and me. So we can look at some of our behaviours and what can we do to make a difference. So that was, you know, what Shay and I've been working on. And what I also liked in this was I was outlining to her that there's more than us human beings on the planet. We've actually got many other species. So, and I like the fact she's underlined this planet was never just ours from the start. Mm. There's more than us here. So what can we do to protect this preciousness we've got and give it our best shot at, you know, sort of dealing with climate change and reducing emissions. So that's what I've been trying, you know, what I tried to convey to Shay, and I think she's captured some bits, you know, a young woman doing it. Hopefully the message will get out strong and clear.
Well, fingers crossed. The Sounds of Sustainability Festival is on from 10 till 1 this Sunday at Bennett Park Valentine. Thank you so much, Gail Russell. Appreciate your time.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Amanda. Thank you. Bye.
It sounds like it's going to be a great day out for families. You can find more details on our community events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.